Well, I'm back, and I'm joined by a very interesting gentleman, and I must tell you, it's a very interesting story, and we're going to chat with Dave Woodburn, who, along with Ralph Wally-Eyed Walker, took me on an incredible boat ride down the Susquehanna River through Tioga County, and you know, the question I most often ask is, where do you go next? And I just want to tell you, that's where I want to go next. Good morning, Dave, and thanks for joining us on Talking Travel.
Good morning, Roy. Nice to be here.
I just want to, we've just got to relate this story. We've only got about 4 minutes, and it was a three-hour ride down the Susquehanna, and I just like to, first of all, explain that I showed up on this dock going on a cruise across to Hiawatha Island, which I thought was a long cruise. It turned out to be about 100 yards. And when I came back, there you guys were sitting in this boat expecting the Hooters gal, and there this little round guy shows up and says hello, and you welcome me into your boat, and we sit down, and you tell me, hey, Roy, gee, the river's been low and the fishing hasn't been so great. But let's look in the cooler. We've got some Diet Pepsi, and we've got a Coke, and underneath all that, we might even have some beer. What would you like? And that's when it all started. So anyway, what we did, and I'll let you tell us part of it, but we get in the boat, and we never even turned the motor on. We just kind of floated down the Susquehanna, and we just put away some beer and the occasional whiz over the side and cruise down a ways, and we'll fill them in on when we ended up at the hotel. But just tell us a little bit about the fishing on the river when the river is right and things are going well.
I'll do that, Roy. As you know, and you were on the river, the current level of the Susquehanna River is about 4 or 5 feet lower than it should be, or average at this time of year, and it's absolutely, the fishing has slowed down as a result.
It was really shallow when we were there, yeah.
The conditions for fishing are poor, but we can find occasionally some fish, and there are walleye, there's bass, there's pike in the river, catfish, a lot of carp, so there's some a lot of species of fish, and normally you can catch them. This time of year, it's difficult, especially with the water this low.
Well, you know, I think that it really didn't matter. I mean, everybody goes out to fish and catch all that, but I think all part of it is just getting out there, getting on the river, and just enjoying yourselves, and that's basically what we did. I mean, we never even threw a line over.
Roy, I have to tell you that after that day, my fishing partner, Ralph, was absolutely enjoyed the time. Normally, he can't be on the water without his fishing pole in the water or in his hand. He sat there for 2.5-3 hours and just enjoyed the company, and that's not like him.
Well,
and afterwards, he just said he had a great time.
Well, we all had a great time, and what was really wonderful, we've got to share this with the audience because it was so terrific. And we finally drift down to the hotel I was staying at, I think that was the only time we started the motor on the whole trip. And we pull a boat up, or you pull up the boat right up onto the grass.
Right to the bank.
Right. And there were about 3 weddings going on at the same time. And so, you know, we kind of looked it over. We'd been eating some cheese along the way, but those hors d'oeuvres on the trade looked pretty good, but everybody else was in tuxedos and suits, and here we were in a pair of shorts and maybe a few more beers than we should have had.
Yeah, we kind of stumbled up the bank.
And when we get up there, we got kind of strange looks and in our shorts and hats, and we wander up. We had a drink at the bar. I get checked in. But you tell me then when you left there, when you were walking out, you walked right into the middle of it.
Well, we had to walk through the receiving line, and we were dodging pictures, and everybody's hugging, and everybody's thanking each other and all this stuff. And Ralph and I had to walk through this line to get back to the boat, so we chuckled, and we went back down to the boat, and we sat, we were actually looking up at these 2 weddings, and then we're sitting, and we noticed some guy standing on the bank waving at us. And that was very funny of you to do that, Roy.
Well, it was really great, and I think I mentioned when we walked through on the first bit, and they kind of looked at us strange. I just felt like saying, we're the cousins from down there in West Virginia. We just didn't. But it would have fit right in. The only thing we didn't have on our hands were the fishing poles, which would have really topped it all off. But on a good day, I guess, that was a good day for me. And I think what it's all about is, again, getting out in the water, enjoying the beauty, getting out in the fresh air and nature. And, that's what life's all about. And what we'd like to do is when the river gets back up and you guys are out there catching some fish, have you and Ralph... give us a call. We can set up in advance and update us on just what's happening on the Susquehanna River.
Well, we want to let you know. We've been on the river for many, many years, and we love this area, and we'd love to keep you informed. Again, your company is always welcome up here in Owego.
Thanks, Dave, and you guys really made me feel. I really feel welcome. It was a very special day for me, and Tioga County is a beautiful, beautiful place. I got to run. We'll talk to you soon.
Just one thing. I was a bit disappointed that the Hooter girls weren't there, but we settled for what we got, and we enjoyed it.
You know, they may have spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah, I think they would have.
We wouldn't have been able to take a whiz over the side.
We'll
talk to you later. Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I've got to tell you, it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience, and those two guys were really great. I really enjoyed it, and